Hi, I'm James Schillinglaw. I'm here at ILTM North America in Mayacoba, Mexico. It's the first in-person event in 2 years. And I'm here with Robin Flance, who is the head of marketing for Mandarin Oriental Kanawan, which is on the islands of St. Vincent and the Grenadines. And we wanted to talk with Robin a little bit about the property, where it is today, and what he's been telling the travel advisors here about it. You're going to find out about all that and more on Insider Travel Report. Now, first of all, Robin, it's been the end of a long week, right? We saw a lot of travel advisors.
Right? It has been. It's been a great week, and looking forward to follow up with the clients and hopefully getting some business.
Absolutely, and that's what they were here for, too, to get some great products for their clients. Now, tell us a little bit about the property. First of all, where is it located?
The property is located about 40 miles south of St. Vincent and about 90 miles west of Barbados in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, so it's part of the island chain.
And let's talk a little bit about the history of the property. When did it launch, and how long has it been around?
The development of the island has been going on for the past maybe 25 years with a lot of residential and villa components. So there's been a couple different resorts over the years on the location where the hotel is. Our property came around about 7-8 years ago. So we've had a short existence, but it's been Mandarin for the last three.
Okay, yeah, the Mandarin Oriental, great brand, super brand. I didn't even know if there are other Mandarin Orientals in the Caribbean.
We're the only one right now. So we are in the process of developing a property in Grand Cayman, which will open in a couple of years. So it'd be nice to have a neighbor soon, but right now we're the only one in the islands.
No, that's great. Good for you. And now let's talk about the target guest for Mandarin Oriental. Who are you looking to host?
Well, we're all suites and villas, so we're only 39 accommodations. So for us, it's a lot of clients that are flying privately. Mm-hmm. Coming from the U.S., we do quite a few clients also from the U.K. and Europe. So obviously it's an extraordinary time right now, but we look to expand that into further reaches of Europe, also more into Latin America, Canada, and Brazil. So
you got a lot of target markets there. And tell us, you mentioned the rooms. Talk about the range of accommodations that you offer.
Of course, as mentioned, we don't have guest room accommodations necessarily. So we're intimate boutique, ultra luxury property. So our entry level category are suites. We have one bedroom suites that are 1,200 square feet, oceanfront. Very generously appointed, great for couples or young families. We have two bedroom accommodations and suites that are about 3,000 square feet, so just enormous in size. And we have some penthouse units as well in the suite category. So 26 suites in all, and then we also have 13 villas, two different styles. They range from 2, 3, and 4 bedrooms. One style is a bit of a colonial style, and then we also have some that are a little bit more sleek and modern that were added a couple years ago.
Yeah, so a lot of places sounds like you can get good, have families, couples, a lot of different kind of guests. So, and of course you're on the island, and you said there's one other resort, but I don't know how many other restaurants there are. What do you have in terms of dining options at the property?
Well, one of the unique things about being inside of Grenadines Estates, which is actually the part of the island where we're located, it's 1,200 acres, mm-hmm. And it offers about 10 outlets from dining to having cocktails, mm-hmm. which is unique for a property of our size.
Sure.
And then off property, of course, you have Soho House, which is very well known for their food and beverage accommodations. So members of that can also go there. And then at Sandy Lane Yacht Club and Residences, there's also three different outlets there. Plus, there's a couple of different restaurants in the village that are very local. So there are quite a bit of options for a 3-square-mile island.
And I assume equal amount of bars that you can go to, too.
There are quite a few. our part of the Caribbean, the island is not overly commercialized, so some of the bars and restaurants and for the local community are you know, very Caribbean in style, and for a lot of customers that's interesting and not found on every island. So
no, absolutely. Now, once you're there, what are you going to do? Well, I mean, obviously you can go to the pool, go to the beach. What are some of the activities that people do at the resort?
Of course, we have lots of clients that come that don't leave Kanawan and enjoy all the facilities we have on our 1,200 acre estate. We have access to five beaches on our grounds, which is unique. Certainly water sports are paramount. The water there is classic turquoise Caribbean water. We have our one of the only natural living reefs in the Caribbean. Okay. So we have a large lagoon off the beach. We're great for paddleboarding, stand-up paddleboarding, kayaking and sailing, snorkeling, of course, and diving in the area. We have 18-hole championship golf course.
Okay, that's on board.
Yeah. We have three beautiful tennis courts that have lights for the evening when it's a little bit cooler. We have Mount Royal, which is a peak, about 900 feet peak. So we do guided hikes, and when you get to the top, you get the payoff of a beautiful view of the entire Grenadines, so it's really extraordinary. There's also opportunities to go through the island and go over again to the Yacht Club area, just to experience some of the local flair of the island, as well as we do excursions to Tobago Cays, which is about 20 minutes south of the island. It's a marine sanctuary and basically a national park, but on the water, where you can swim with turtles, you can do snorkeling with fan coral over the coral reefs, and there's some great opportunities to see some of the other Grenadines islands that offer kiteboarding and opportunities to go, bone fishing and some interesting restaurants and local flair that are just off of Canoan.
So you can just sort of make this a whole expansive Caribbean vacation and see lots of different stuff, right?
It's a big part of being in the Grenadines is to experience the island you're on and also be able to expose yourself to some of the local islands nearby, so...
Now, obviously, we've been, I don't know how long the property was closed during COVID, if it was closed. You can tell me that. But what are some of the things you've done in the past year to improve the property, make new additions? What are the things, how have you occupied your time during the pandemic, I guess is the usual question.
Of course. We did close for a short period, March of 2020 we closed. We reopened in July. Mm-hmm. Which we were excited about to, welcome guests again. Certainly flights were impacted, so maybe some of our occupancies were a little bit lower, but we were excited to see a shift in business and so many clients that wanted our villa product and were flying private and having a 6,000-foot runway and with lights that can, accept private jet travel made us a nice opportunity and place to stay where you could sit during the pandemic and enjoy and relax, but also possibly work during that period, so it was great. As far as new things at the hotel, I mean, the hotel is not that old. It's only about 7 years old. So, adding new things was less of a priority than really making sure the guests we had in house, we just took good care of them, right? So that was kind of the paramount thing for us. We did have to pivot and change a bit. I mean, that word's been used a lot, but as far as the dining options, with 10 options on property and smaller guest count, we just got more unique and creative in the way that we're offering food and beverage experiences. They did come up with some interesting things for guests to experience. We do a 13th hole cocktail sunset thing up on the golf course, which just created something new for the clients.
A little more socially distant, right?
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely. A lot of people wanted to stay in their accommodations and having villas that are very spacious. We did a lot more in villa dining with our chefs, which created some additional experiences. So that was an increase there. But beyond that, I think, just making sure that the guests we had, we were taking really great care of them and making sure that they want to come back year on year and kind of when we come out of this whole scenario. So,
absolutely. Now, what are the rules on getting in? I mean, I assume guests are coming now, and what do they have to do to get there?
Well, we're fortunate as well as one of the things we did create. It wasn't necessarily a service, but it was something we were able to do because of our ability, being on a very small island, to kind of control the arrival experience. St. Vincent and the Grenadines, smartly is conservative in their approach to restrictions, which is kind of normal in the Caribbean. But we were able to pitch to the local government that we should be a bubble resort. And a bubble resort for us meant that we could minimize the quarantine time, meaning being in your room and not being able to leave. So as long as you came with a PCR negative test within 3 days of arrival, you would get an antigen test upon arrival, and within half an hour or so, you would have limited access to the property. So as opposed to being sort of locked in your room, you could go to certain areas of the beach. Okay. You could go to one of the restaurants that we deemed to be a place sort of like in holding, only for people that were in what we would call like a limited quarantine. You could still go play golf. You could go to some of the beaches. But we would separate you from the guests that have already sort of cleared.
Got it.
And then you would do a PCR test. And within maybe the end of the day, you'd be cleared to go anywhere in the Grenadines.
No, that's great. What about vaccinations? Do you require that or not?
Vaccinations aren't required, but it's gotten easier for guests to process if they are vaccinated. And additionally, we purchased our own PCR machine, so we could do all that testing at the resort.
Oh, that's convenient.
With our own doctor, yeah. So that made the whole confidence with clients much better. So The process just made, again, everyone's experience more fluid. So
yeah, that's all really something crucial today. You want a fluid experience, and you know, I've been traveling a lot, so I sort of get the drill now by all the testing and the vaccination cards and everything else, but not everybody does. But so you make that process as easy as possible. We're experiencing that here too at ILTM. I just had my COVID return test, antigen test. Now, overall, what would you say makes Mandarin Oriental, Cowan Island special? What makes it different?
You know, it's a couple of things. Number one, and the most important thing, is the people. I know that's what everyone always says, but it's absolutely true. We have a collection of staff that are either, you know, born on the island or from what mainland, which would be St. Vincent, some from other neighboring islands that have migrated to the area to work, to be part of either Mandarin or other parts of the property. And then we have a very small amount of expats from all over the world, but it's the local community, the way they welcome our guests, take care of our guests, you know, because we're small and intimate. We have butler service for all the rooms, and it's a level of sort of attention, and planning, and being ahead of them on their experiences, making sure that we can anticipate their needs. And, you know, a lot of it comes from our general manager as well, and working with the team and making sure that they, you know, are appreciated. This period's been difficult for a lot of people, so taking care of your staff's paramount, as well as your guest, and it really comes down to the people. Beyond that, it's the size of the property. Being just 39 basically keys, if you want to call it, and being mostly suites and villas, and having 1,200 acres in this kind of destination makes us very unique in any time, pandemic or no pandemic. But when you have that kind of space to breathe and just spread out and to be able to experience and feel comfortable and relaxed, that's what makes it particularly important right now and special compared to everything else. And I think the destination, it needs more work for people to understand what it's all about. Yeah. So, but it's very exclusive. It's very unique. Every island is different. And there's a lot more of a story that we have to tell about the Grenadines, which has
and I've never been. I personally never been, and it always intrigued me because I said, so what is St. Vincent and the Grenadines? You just told me a lot more than I didn't know. There's so many islands in it, so you can go visit a lot of different ones. Now, I guess the other question, you've been here talking to a lot of luxury travel advisors. What have you been telling them, and what have they been asking you about these your resort?
Of course, there's people that have said, you know, it's on our list. We've heard about it. And then there's a lot of people who said, you know, I know nothing about it, never heard about it ever. And they couldn't even pronounce the name. It was Kanawun, Kanawan, you know, it's basically
Cancun, right?
Cancun, yeah. So, you know, I explained how to say it and that it actually means turtle in the local language historically. And there are actually turtles all over the island. So it goes with the name. But basically, the conversation's been about understanding the destination over people know Mandarin. It's one of the only offshore resorts we have, especially in the Caribbean. So for a lot of people, it's understanding, you know, what the destination's all about, how you get there, which is not typically easy right now. But what are the things that you can do beyond just the island and beyond Mandarin? And there's a lot because, again, as I just mentioned, the Grenadines has a lot to offer that isn't quite obvious to other destinations within the Caribbean. So.
No, and actually having that Mandarin name, being the only Mandarin in the Caribbean, certainly must help. And then you can explain the rest later, right?
Exactly. So I think that allows the window in the conversation to open up. Mm-hmm. And so it allows for, I think a lot of people walked away in the last couple of days like, wow, I really learned a lot about something I didn't know about. And that's something new they can take to a customer that maybe has been everywhere, mm-hmm. and looking for something a little bit different. And in a time when people aren't maybe traveling as far as they used to, it feels like when they come to Kanawan, they've gone somewhere much farther away than they really did.
No, that's great. It sounds wonderful. Now, where can travel advisors go to get more information about Mandarin Oriental Kanawan?
Well, I mean, you can certainly go to, you know, MandarinOriental.com.
Okay, that's a good one.
Kanawan, to check out our website. You can reach out to me at any time and our team. But I appreciate everyone's support and looking forward to being there for the travel advisory community. So,
well, Robin, thank you very much for taking the time. I know it's the end of a long conference, and it was a busy one. You know, I think people were kind of surprised that we're sort of back to normal, at least here, with certain precautions. We still have a party to go tonight, I think, and that's it. That's a few drinks. But it's been a really great ILTM North America, and I do thank you for taking the last few minutes of your day to hang out with me and explain really Mandarin Oriental and this property. It sounds wonderful.
Appreciate the opportunity. Thank you so much. and safe travels for you as well.
Absolutely. We're still traveling. I'm James Schillinglaw, and this is Insider Travel Report.